No, I don't use rice and dressing.
Okay, what about a term for a cheap whiskey or homebrew beer whiskey? Do you have any words for anything like that?
No. Liquor, unless it's just homemade. Homemade whiskey or homemade liquor.
You ever heard of white lightning?
Oh, yes. That's what they call it.
And if it's made out in a still out in the country.
It's called white lightning or homemade whiskey or
booze. Booze. Okay. Moonshine.
Moonshine.
Right. Is Crook County wet or dry?
Well, it's wet now because they have the liquor stores now. We've had them about a year. I guess it's about a year that they.
What do they call it? Making moonshine?
Moonshine. Okay. Oh, yeah, and it's been some stills that are still
around. Because it's cheaper.
Yeah, it's cheaper.
Dangerous?
Yes.
Alright, if somebody's cooking and it makes a good impression on your nostrils, you might say to somebody,
it smells good.
Okay. And if you're talking about the consistency of molasses, you want to say that
it's thick syrup or thin.
Okay. And if you're talking about the molasses in the dish, you pick it up and say, tell me, just make a sentence about it. Look how thick this
syrup or molasses is. We call it syrup.
Okay. More likely to say syrup than molasses.
We say syrup.
Okay. Oh, well, did you ever make syrup from maple trees around here?
No. We made it from ribbon cane.
Sorghum. Ribbon cane. That was the molasses.
That's like molasses and sorghum.
Sorghum. Now, what's the difference between sorghum?
Well, sorghum is a smaller thing than ribbon cane. Ribbon cane is about that, and ribbon cane is sweeter. Uh-huh. And sorghum is not as sweet.
I wonder if the community long cane that you mentioned out there, do you think that maybe had anything to do with the variety of...
It could have. As I say, I do not know the history of that, but it could have.
All right, have you ever heard the terms long sweetening, short sweetening?
No, I never have.
And if you want to tell someone that a piece of leather is the real thing, you might say that's...
Real piece of leather.
All right, and a word for to say it's not imitation, it's genuine. Okay. Sugar is sold in large quantities. It's sold in
100-pound bags and smaller.
Yeah.
Capacity 5 pounds.
All right,
ten.
And if it's weighed.
It's sold and it's sold in barrels.
Okay. And would you ever use BULK? Sold
in book.
Okay, would you use that sometime?
Yes, it used to. Now, when they used to have the grocery stores and sugar came in there, it was not packaged like you would go buy it now in 5 pounds or 10 pounds. And when my grandfather had this store right up here, Crossing, as you came down where all these stores and you turned down, it was named after my grandfather.
Is that right?
And it was a little grocery store there. We got sugar in barrel. And my sister was next to me. We would go up on sometimes when we get there on Friday afternoons after we get out of school. And we'd weigh it up in paper sacks. We'd weigh up 2 pounds, 3 pounds, maybe a pound. We'd roll the sack the entire string of it. That's the way sugar was bought.
Right.
You didn't have it. Like package name grocery stores. Mm-hmm.
And how did you call that action of putting the paper around? You say we would
put it in paper sacks. We would dip it out for scoop. Mm-hmm. We had a great big old scoop. We'd dip it out and pour it into the paper sacks and weigh it on scales. And then we'd mark on there 1 pound, 2 pounds, 3 pounds.
Okay, and that was when it was sold in
book.